AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream.
DJ Scream, my dog, Big Bank is here, man. It's a special edition of Big Facts, man. We got the realest of the realest of Atlanta up in here, man. Super producer Zay Tovin, Young Ralph the Jug, man. Young Leland Austin. I'm trying to get OJ up in here, too. You know, they just did a real crazy project. How everybody feeling?
Feeling good, bro. It's number love on this motherfucker right here. This is gonna be a good one.
Zay Love. Zay Love. Zay Tovin and friends. Bro, Zay, give us a little story, myself included, Bank. Everybody up in here, man, about the first time you kind of start rocking with all the people on this on these screens.
All right, let me start off. I start off with Leland Austin, Young LA. Young LA was like one of my artists, to be, you know, to be exact. He came in as a youngster. I remember watching him at the Libra, man. He came to the house. I never seen a youngster rap the way L.A. did. He was the only person that I seen ever get in the booth. And, like, I tried to tell him to write a song. He'd start and be like, nah, I can't do it like that. I just got to go in the booth. So just to see L.A. do that, bro, every time I make a beat, he jump in the booth and come out with something crazy. I was like, you know, I feel like ain't nobody got no artist harder than what I got in Young L.A. So, you know what I mean? I always felt like that. Like, ain't nobody harder than L.A. L.A. the hardest. You know what I mean? So that's how me and L.A. Linked up. Ralph, Young Ralph, I remember Ralph being in the Libra. I just seen him post a picture the other day with the big clothes on. And I remember that's the guy right there. Me and Gucci was like, man, this nigga here, we got a problem with that nigga Ralph right there. Because Ralph come in with 100 people, shut the club down with his song. It's like me and Gucci, you know what I mean? We killing the club. But when Ralph come, oh, it's Ralph's show.
Ralph had to put that Cleveland Ave on the map, man.
Ralph had to
put that Cleveland Ave on the map.
Hey, man, that man was coming. I didn't know who he was. I was like, damn, bro, he hard. So he ended up calling me to get some beats, and I was like, oh, boy, that's what I'm praying for. Please come and get some of these beats. So, you know what I mean? That's how me and Ralph linked up. You know OJ the Juice Man. I know OJ the Juice Man back from Gresham Road, Never Getting Records. I used to be over there. Juice was locked up when I first started doing music. He came home. I gave him some beat. He did a song called Everything On Me that had the Libra popping. And me and Juice been, you know, we've been brothers ever since. That's another artist I feel like that's my artist. All these artists, I did their first mixtape, pretty much I did the whole mixtape. Crush the Block, Two Verse Shawty, On the Come Up with Juice. It's like, you know, these artists that help groom who I am, who help make my sound. So, you know, then DJ Scream, you know what I mean? You link, all the projects I'm doing, you hosting all of them. So it's like, you the biggest.
From Zay Mama Basement. From Zay Mama Basement. I said from my mama basement straight to my
computer. All this come from the basement. You know what I mean?
Wild Ginger, baby.
Yeah, it's like Wild Ginger. So, you know what I mean? So to link up with somebody like Scream, it's like Scream, you was the Zaytoven of DJing. You know what I mean?
We were linking up the screen.
Yeah, we're looking up the screen. So it's like, that's who you go to. You need your table host, you gotta go to Scream. And then Big Bang Black was like the big dog ever since I moved to Atlanta before anybody else. Big Bang was the first guy I remember I was at Never Getting Ready. He was like, hey man, I wanna buy some beats. I'm like, all right, cool. I remember Bang give me like $2,000 just to give him some beats. Mm. And then he'd be up recording. And that was the first time, and anybody in Atlanta, he was the first person to give me that much money for making beats. You know what I mean? Before he even heard him, like, bro, here goes some money. You know what I mean? I need some beats. Then I go listen to him rap and do the song. Man, I said, this nigga so hard, bro.
Yes,
I went Big Bang with my artist. It was like, he's so hard. So, you know what I mean? Bang was really like the first guy I was ever rocking with from Atlanta, for real. I'm talking about before the rappers blew up. Big Bang was the first one to even spend some money with me, so.
Bank,
you know what I mean? We go way back.
When you made Try It Out, Bank, did you know?
Know what?
It was the one.
Bro, that's and it's before that, though. I'm talking about way before
I know
Try
before
it
that.
Out.
I'm just saying that's the most notable one that everybody know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what? Guess how I knew? I recorded the shit at Candy House. She came back there. We was in the back. God, rest in peace to AJ. Mm-hmm. We was in the back. Allie had just got locked up. Trouble had just got locked up. Both at the same time. Mm-hmm. Same day. Them nigga went and did bids and shit. So I went on AJ house and we was just back there fucking around. I was, Zay, send me some beats. Zay sent me some beats. I went in there and did that shit. It had too much auto tune on it. But Candy went back down. Candy came back down like, this is a hit. Can I get on it? I'm looking at her like, stop playing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Took that shit to the club. Them folk, I took it to MLK. MLK wouldn't get a CD back. That's how you know you got something.
Yeah.
I gave him a CD. He was like, I'm keeping it, man. I'm keeping it. I said, oh, I'm going to do something. Nah,
that shit had the city rocking, too.
Hey.
But what? I'm telling you.
Zay,
man, I ain't gonna lie. Man, when I seen Black, man, Zay, when I seen y'all do the Fur Birds Over Feather, and I just seen, like, from Black, man, I got a lot of experience and memory, but, man, when I seen his acting role in Birds Over Feather, bro, it just showed was like, this is that nigga for real, all around, like,
nah,
his
really.
Acting was like, I'm like, yeah, no, that can't be Black, like, natural.
I didn't think he was acting. I didn't feel like he was acting.
Nah, he wasn't acting.
He murdered.
Al Newton pull up and tell you, okay, this is what the scene about. No, acting.
Hey,
what a paper, man.
Well, you murdered that shit, Black. Murdered it.
Al Duke, boy. That nigga,
Al called you at 4, boy. You gotta be ready at 4:15.
He gonna whip you in shape, though. Al gonna get you right.
Get you right.
Zay gonna rip you up. Like, I be like, Zay ain't got on no clothes. But that shit fresh, bro. Keep that on, bro. That shit, I'm telling you, bro. That man, you don't need, bro. This you acting, bro.
Yeah.
I'll put the key in your back fast, boy.
Zay, you got them changed the game in Atlanta, though. Like, there was a lot of producers around, like Mike Will. I think it was you, Mike Will. Whoever was just going crazy for the street. It was just you and Mike Will back then.
Well, you know, it's like, it was like this. Before Mike Will came in, it was Shawty. Shawty Red. And Nitty was doing something then.
Yeah.
And I remember, I looked at them like, damn, this is my competition right here. You know what I mean? But I had Gucci, so I was like, man, I feel like Gucci harder than whoever they rocking with. So, you know what I mean? Gucci was my go-to guy. So I felt like, okay, I'm finna outshine these, you know, these producers. And then my buddies, though, you know what I mean? But that's how I looked at like competition. Then Mike Will and them came in, then Lex Luger, and then, you know, all the new guys came in and like, okay, now I gotta, they don't wanna make me step my game up and stay, you know what I mean, consistent in what I'm doing.
Put you on that Grammy path.
Come on, man. You know how it is when you at home, like, dang, these niggas going hard, bro. I gotta go hard.
Yeah.
That's what it made me feel like.
Hey, you know what the word is online, though. I gotta keep it real with you, Zay.
What's the word?
Shit, all these damn beat battles, all these battles of shit they want to see Zay Tovin Metro. I'm just letting you know what they saying.
They want to see me in Metro?
I want to see Zay Metro. I'm just telling you.
That'll be hard.
Man. Metro hard like a fool.
That'll be hard, boy. That'll be hard right now.
That's my bros. I don't mind doing none of that. All them my bros.
I remember just having all them a basement full at Zay, man, and watching y'all do the collaboration beat. Watching, you know, Metro come doing the collab with Zay.
Yeah.
Watching Ashes and watching, you know, Sunny Digital and, you know what I'm saying, Willa Fool. That was always a dope thing I seen Zay do with artists too, bro. You know what I'm saying?
We collab. You know what, though? Listen, Screen, like, these guys brought a youth out of me. They brought a whole new Zay. So, you know, I think my time was years before they even came in the game.
Gucci records.
Yeah, I was almost 10 years in before they came in the game. They came in and helped, you know what I mean, spark me a whole another 10 years. So, and I'm just getting started. Just getting started. So,
What you think? What's the biggest like obstacle in your career in this shit?
I feel like ever since I started, I've been getting blackballed. It seemed like every song I had, whether it's So Icy, whether it's Papers with Usher, whether it's Made the Trap Say Hey, whether all the songs that I made that I feel like, you know, like big songs for me, it was something attached to it to make it, you know, not do as big as it needed to do. Like Usher fell out with his wife, so he don't want to do a video. So Icy, Jeezy, and Gucci beefing, so it's like it only can go so far. You know what I mean? So I think them the obstacles I had, but it ain't do nothing but keep me, you know what I mean, going extra hard for real. I never looked at me as a song person, a song that's gonna make me my work, my body of work is what make Zay talk.
Same question, Jude.
I ain't gonna lie, it seems like Zay said the same thing. I'm gonna say like the same thing, but just different situations. Like, far as just being having a big music, I know for it wasn't the music, it was the business side of it. You know what I'm saying? Not having that business right, it had me bumping into like walls that it was hard to knock down by myself. Even though I had a team, but it did like the team, then the business, they ain't it like we went on the business. The music was there, it's still there. And it like going, it like getting kept back in school. It like I was getting kept back. But I was learning the same shit over and over, getting smarter and smarter, but I'm still in the same grade. I ain't graduating. It like shit. And it wasn't even so much getting blackballed. It just, I feel like if the business was intact, I'd be a $100 million nigga. Like, if the business was intact, cause the music there, you know what I'm saying? The music been there. And I just feel like shit, just not having the right business team shit just had me goddamn stuck in the play where I was kind of lost in the sauce a little bit, you know what I'm saying? To get my mind right, I had to get myself back together as a person first, then learn the business. And it like, I still got to keep up with what's going on too. Then, it like all that shit at once, then you got to put that shit and balance it out. Once I did that, shit, I was back. Now I graduated, man. Time to still goddamn catch up. You know what I mean? So that's the only part, just getting that business shit. Once I got that straight, this shit fun now, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Leland.
Yes, sir. I think Zay and Rob like the same. I think the same thing with me is the business, not being locked in on my business and wanting to know more. And educate myself, taking it upon myself, not waiting for the label to move for me or not waiting for people I'm in business with to move for me, but me actually attacking it myself. I think for real. Because you only go as far as, you know, your team and the people around you. So, and I feel like at the time also having somebody like a big brother figure that I was looking for just to mentor me, like, being at 20, 21 with so much money and having the success that I was having, like, I needed someone, like, for real. As far as for real, I feel like a big brother figure, someone who was telling me to do the right thing, make smart investments and do this and do stuff like that. It's like everybody that I cling to who I thought outside, you know what I'm saying, the street was brother material, I made the wrong decision, you know what I'm saying? A lot of wrong judgment with people. So I think those are, like, been my biggest obstacle.
And we for everybody too. What club you think? What club you think like pipe most of y'all records up the most? Like, what's the club that broke the most records for y'all? Like,
Libra.
We need the Libra back. Oh, no, man, we need the Libra back.
We need the Libra. Yeah.
We need the Libra back, the real Libra, because like you say, Libra, Coco Loco, like these were spots where you had people really breaking. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you was breaking right here, then you was hiding all over the city. It ain't matter what.
You gone.
Yeah, Coco Loco, Nightlight, Libra. Yeah.
Yeah.
All the after-hours spots.
Crucial,
and
too.
The West Side
for a minute. Crucial.
Club Bankhead. That shit was popping too over there back then.
Yeah. Cool Palace.
Oh, yeah. That was
Cool Palace. They playing them but West Side shit over there.
If you from the east side, you get a record going at Pool Palace, you know you got you one.
Who it was? G yeah, who that was over there DJing? D-Rock.
D-Rock
got them one play nothing but they got them with side.
I'm talking about back to back all night.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Shout out to T-Rock, man. Yes, they say, who's somebody you got to do a beat for, you got to cook up for yet, man? That's on your list. You don't touch almost everybody.
Who I got to, it's really the youngsters, man. You know, I like the youngsters. So, and I understand the youngsters come in, you know, and they got their own producers. They got their own thing going on. But, you know, definitely the guys out of Atlanta, like Lil Baby and Gunna. You know, I done a song where they probably been featured on and all that, but I ain't never, you know what I mean, just personally did no song for them. So, you know, them two guys, I definitely got to touch out the city. You know, yeah.
Is it weird? We talked about this a little bit before, bro, like having to do beats for one person and then another person, and they might be getting into it. And then I know somebody probably done said to you before, like, damn, bro, why you gonna mess with, you know how it is sometimes in the culture. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Is it weird? Because I don't have to do mixtapes with two people beefing with each other before, and they'll be on my line and all this crazy.
It ain't never been weird. It always put me in a position. I always got the call, like, Zay, can you holler at bro? Because you're like the only person I know, you know, that we both got the same respect that you can probably holler at him and see if we can clean it up. I done had that call, you know, with almost everybody I've been working with that been beefing with each other. So, you know, it's a good thing to be in that position. Now, most of the time, the other person ain't going for it, but, you know, just good to be that person, you know what I mean, that they can look at to try to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's real. So, talk a little bit about this project, too, man, the Zone Connect, man. How did that all come about?
Zone Connect, man, it's really like these my boys, like I said, these are artists that help groom the sound of Zaytoven, help shape and mold the sound of Zaytoven. And it's like, you know, and these my boys to the point where I go play back. This ain't got to do no with music. We go hang out, we go play basketball, we do stuff like that. So these are artists that I feel like, you know, they day one, they come out the basement. And I said, let me just do a project, man. You know me, I'm antsy. I'm always looking for work. I'm always trying to work. So when I got L.A., just got out of jail, my boy Ralph around, Ralph live up the street, and Juice is on my hip all the time. That's my guy. So it's like, you know, let's do a project. Let's take 4 days and do a project, you know what I mean, for the street. And that's how it came up.
What's your favorite records on there, L.A.?
Mine right now, I like that Trap Talk Talking Codes. Legends, you know, I love Bopper, man. I just think Bopper just a different feel. It's one of them records that can definitely go worldwide.
Yeah, definitely.
I like that. I fuck with all of them, but that Legend, Bopper, and that come from the bottle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
Yeah, Legend was one of my favorites because, like, when we was doing the song, I know L.A. Ralph and Junior were looking at me crazy.
Legends was like a song we took all our classic hits and just put them all together back to back. Like, yeah, all the catchy songs that we had, hooks, all our hit records, you know what I'm saying? We just went back and forth with catchphrases from all those records. It was crazy how it came together.
Yeah, I told Zay, tripping at first, I said, Zay say, man, y'all just go say all y'all hook. I say, Zay, we ain't gonna do no hook.
He talking about nah.
Nah, we'll need no hook. I say, man, I don't know how this shit finna sound, but we fitted that motherfucker. I say, Zay, you a mastermind, man. That I called him and told him. Remember that, Zay?
Yeah, you called
him
too.
Hard, that motherfucker too hard. It's just how he did it. Just everybody came up with their bigger hit hooks and then put it together, just end the song.
That's hard to me.
That's the one we getting the most feedback from right now in the club. We actually ran through, before all this pandemic stuff, we was running through a lot of spots, you know what I'm saying? All us together, me, Zay, Ralph, OJ. It's looking crazy. Like, and everywhere we went, it was like legends, man. They automatically locked in on it, so.
Yep.
And we go back to, like, 08, 09, 2010 and all that. A lot of people, like, that's some of their favorite times in Atlanta from that era and shit. What's some of the stuff that has changed for the better since then for Atlanta? And what do you think is some of the stuff that might have changed for the worse that y'all can deal without?
Shit, for the better, man. These motherfuckers getting so much motherfucking money now.
Yeah,
man.
They making a lot more money, right?
Yeah.
A
lot more money.
Yeah,
Unbelievable, boy. I went to two shows.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just think, shit. And me, get what? My goal is, I'm like this, man. You know, I keep it 1,000 out. I don't even want no goddamn. I don't even want 100,000 to show. I just want my dub. You give me a dub.
Everybody charging
21 and up, I'll take that shit. Everybody who say that shit too little for, call Big Jewel. I'm coming. That motherfucker been out. Right now.
Instead of doors, run a bank roll up, boy.
Yes, sir.
See, I ain't gonna lie, but see the shit that happened back then, the word part shit, man, nigga fucked up so much money. If nigga know what he know back then, still, it ain't no excuse. That's why I say, nigga can't be mad at these young niggas for getting a lot of money. Shit, nigga had a lot of chance to do something with a little money and turn it to a lot of money.
Yeah.
I sit back and be like, shit, I ain't no matter what, we're fucked up on the business. I still playing with too much of that shit. Even the shit Ken just was giving me to go shopping with, that shit was unregular. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And then Ken wasn't no normal nigga, bro, and he still ain't to this day. Like, he wasn't no normal nigga. Like, that nigga ain't normal. Like, he give a nigga $10,000 on God every Thursday and say, go buy you some clothes. Get what I do, Scream? I went doing what I supposed to have been doing. I go buy 10,000 worth of clothes. Man, I wasn't doing the right shit, Scream.
Yeah, you could have had you.
I turned to the jewel after this shit. You know what I mean? I turned, man, I had all kind of shit. Scream, get wet. I went thinking, bro, and get wet. Then the young nigga come in and they catch the run. Well, they ain't got to do all this shit to get all their money. Can't be mad at them. You just got to catch up. Yeah, and then I had to graduate. Now you got to catch up. Cause these young niggas have it, man.
And then I think too, Jude, though, I just think it's just a transition. Like you say, you know, going at that time, the platforms were different. You know what I'm saying? Like Black said, you get the money away, but like as far as streaming and different platforms, you know, they done definitely made it to where you can go on and get it. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to be applying yourself, because really, it don't take number one record, because right now, everything's driven by singles.
And I thank them young niggas for making it like that now. These niggas, they done made it easy. And get what? They don't even change the music. See, back then, when we was in the studio in the basement, we really that motherfucker with. Sometimes we have a pass, sometimes you come out the top, but you really got to make a hit song. Yeah. Right now, you got your own wave and your own lingo.
You ain't got no hit. You ain't got no hit. You ain't got to have
your swag. You just say your swag.
Yep, that's it.
It's just how your demeanor is.
Niggas just selling their swag these days.
Exactly, bro. Yep. Back so then, you really had to come with that. Now you got down. You got an out of goddamn. Hey, do your thing. Got to turn up.
Jewel, what's the most pussy shit you seen in this shit?
Man, goddamn, man. My head flooded with that shit. I don't know. The most pussy shit, man, just in this shit, just. How quick niggas just change up, bro, when they get in when fame hit. I just be that I don't like me personally. I don't mind. Y'all will be surprised though, the hands that my hands done been on, and they rich as hell now. They straight. I don't get a shout out, none of that shit. And you don't see me ran out. I don't care about that shit. I be happy for them same niggas right now. I'm genuine though, like. What you nigga up? Not even what they calling me. He ain't calling me. Yeah, I probably vouch for him or took him to this and that. But it just like niggas will get there and just straight forget who was there for you. You know what I mean? Niggas will forget who had the bread and ham when it wasn't that. You know what I mean? A lot of shit I ain't split with my family, my kids. I split with niggas, bro. You know what I'm saying? My kids didn't even get to see who Jug Man and Young Rel really was. A lot of niggas did. They in position now. They straight. Even though I'm good, I ain't complaining about shit. But it like niggas come back and, bro, what's up? They get in the studio. Niggas won't even do that. Niggas get in position and shit on the one that try to fuck with them. And that just be some, to me, that be pussy shit. Cause at the end of the day, like, it don't even be by the position. It just be by goddamn nigga fuck with you for real. Like, nigga wanted you to go there. That's why I was fucking with you. I wanted you to shoot out. It went out. I ain't trying to do nothing to not get you there, but niggas will get there and act like goddamn fuck you and fuck with the nigga who didn't even give you a piece of bread when you were more fucked. It's just like, that be the pussy shit to me. And then, you know, everybody want to rage and nigga be in a jealous of a nigga anyway, just call how you get love and you just be you. And niggas got to do a lot of shit to get they love. But when you just be you, niggas just hate you, bro. And they just be pussy shit. Cause niggas just turn on them. It just be the fake shit, bro. That's just the pussy shit. When you get, niggas get to get certain fame, bro, and they forget about who would when nobody didn't even know who you were.
Nah, for real. That's real.
They just, you know what I mean? Especially in my circle, I be it like that all the time, bro. And, I don't even be, to this day, I don't even be mad, bro. And I be like, nigga be goddamn shit on the wrong nigga, man. Nigga be looking across the wrong nigga, man. Then it always end up, nigga got to bounce back and be in my face. Whether it be with a nigga who they dick around, with a nigga they paid to get around. I'm around, call get with. I'm Jimmy. They invited me. Did all this shit to come here. You just did all this shit. And look who just walked in. You could have walked in here with me for free. But a nigga look over the real nigga because they just want to be there. Instead of just goddamn wait your turn, I wait my turn. Even now, still wait my turn. And I'm a big dog in this shit, but get what? It's some bigger dogs, bro. You got to respect that. Even if they younger or older, it's some bigger dogs. They got to know when it's little time to get it up. Yeah. That just me. It just be too much fake shit. That's all.
What's coming up next, Zay? What else you been working on, man? What else you been working on? Get out of the pipeline.
Man, I got so much working, you know, so much going. What I got dropping next week is I just did the Artist G Easy single.
Oh, that's hard.
That's dropping next week. It's hard. It's the Bay. Take you back to the Bay. So my Bay roots came out of me. You know what I mean? For this one. Then the week after that, I got the song. I don't even know if I'm supposed to be saying all that yet.
Big facts. Big facts. You got to give us the facts, the exclusive.
I know,
bro.
I'm giving the facts, but you know how it is, bro. The most thing everybody jumped on me about it, like, hey, Zay, why you tell them what's coming or when it's coming? I don't be thinking about that. I be thinking about, hey, bro, that jumping to come out is hard.
Especially if it's coming soon, you can say this.
I know it, bro, but you know, man, these niggas like, dang, Zay, why you giving, you told them. Let me shut up, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, let me shut up. Y'all, I mean, listen, the first time I did that scream, it was for Usher Paper. Yeah. And I had MTV at my house. And I'm telling them, yeah, I got Usher new single Paper. Boy, I stuck my foot in my mouth because bro, I was like, boy, why in the world I tell them folks that? I know I'm supposed to say that. I'm giving away everything before it's supposed to come out, so let me just be quiet. Just no flavor on the way, man. Yeah. And we got a tour. The Zone Connect, we doing a tour, man. We doing a live tour.
Yeah, you talking about?
Over with, bro. And I'm bringing a drum machine. We making songs right on stage, bro. We doing something, you know, ain't nobody done before. So that's what you need to be on the lookout for.
Yeah. And, you know, I got that. We on Zone Connect. That's out right now. I got that. 9-piece, me and Zay already got that done. Hosted by Ferrari Simmons, that done. Mm-hmm. Trenching with Zay with LA on the way. And Jigging Around the Zoo with Fetterwap on the way too. You know, that project been done too though. I got all that shit already. It's already done, everything. We just went on this shit to push over. We already be going on tour right now too, Zay.
They just slowed us down, but they ain't doing nothing but give us more time to get ready.
Yo, you right, give us more time.
Me and Scooter coming.
And I got that single too right now. Wheels Fall Out with Lil Donna out. It's out right now too. That bitch going crazy too.
It's hard. That done hit hard. Me and Scooter coming. You know what I mean? I know we was on here a couple of weeks ago. Me and Scooter. Me and Scooter going at it, bro. We got something for the street. So that's coming soon.
You better start calling me over there when you and Scooter be over there too, man.
Man,
leave me out of none of this shit, man.
Hey man, and I got it with Trouble. Me and Trouble going in too right now. Trouble just came over. Listen,
everybody,
even though it's quarantine, it's quarantine right now. This nigga Trouble come over with 30 niggas over. I said, hold on, bro. I said, Trouble, well, hold on, what you doing, bro?
He ain't following the guidelines.
Hey man, it was 30. I mean, 30 niggas for real. I said,
it's cool. He coming. He's gonna call him every time.
You know how he gonna come. So now me and Trouble coming too. So you know what I mean. We working.
How y'all been dealing with this like the stay at home, stay out the way, and all that type of shit. Like what everybody been doing to get through it. I know Zay, you been cooking up.
Man, come on, bro. I've been wanting to do this. So
yep. I don't learn how to record myself a little bit. I try to stay in, but I be popping out. I be safe as I can be. I keep that sanitizer with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm keeping good sanitizer with me, man. You know what I mean? Trying to get some, you know, keep cardio, get some cardio, man. We finna be hitting some stages in a minute, man, when all clip, man.
I just saw you outside. You ain't had no mask on, Leland.
Yeah, I know, man. I was just sitting on the porch. I'm back in the house. I'm safe and sound. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Good, huh?
Yes, sir. But nah, man, just trying to stay prepared. Like I say, next time you find out a lot of stuff about yourself, just with creating it. And how creative you are, and I'm ready to get back outside, take this show on the road. You know what I'm saying? Zay got a crazy fan base, Juice Man, crazy fan base, You Stream, crazy fan base, Jug, fan base, my fan base. We got to take this show to a city near us. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah. Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
One thing we talked about a little earlier is some of the stuff that happened in the career, but what's like some of y'all maybe faults or vices, you know what I'm saying? Because we all got them. So what's some of y'all maybe faults or vices that y'all feel might stop y'all from being everything that you want to be or need to be?
See, I'm too real. That's my problem.
Too real?
Yeah, I keep it too real with too many of the wrong people.
So you feel like people fault you because you're like, just be too honest about some shit. Like, maybe I don't like this song, or you just be real in that, or you talking.
I mean, too real by like, you know, by me being who I am, like in the game, even doing like the stuff I do for folk. Like, I feel like I'm too real that I help too many of the wrong people. You know what I'm saying? I do too much real and receive too much bullshit on the other end of the stick. You know what I'm saying? Know what I mean? But it seemed like though, no matter what, though, every time that shit happened, I always bounce back 10 times harder though. Mm-hmm. But I just being too solid. I gotta start being I gotta be hard, bro. Even when I be like, you know, I ain't fucking with that nigga no more. I ain't doing that no more. I ain't doing no more free shit for nigga. I still end up doing that same shit for the same niggas, bro. Like over and over. I'm different, but these niggas never get the point that I'm just being real. I ain't gotta do this shit. So I told myself, I'm going to start being how niggas deal with me. And when I start being like that, my shit start working better for me.
Mm. That's crazy. Talking about like people, we ain't going to say flaws, but shit that might hold him back. Like, you say he too real. What you say, Zay? What's the thing that...
Man, I don't know. I don't think I got nothing to hold me back, bro. You know what I mean? I ain't had no issues, bro. You know, I rock with everybody. I don't feel like I got no issue.
It's crazy that as long as you've been, you Zaytoven on screen, I'm going to tell you, this has happened to me. It'd be all good. Has anybody ever threatened you, like, got crazy with you?
No, we ain't never got, only time I'd have had issues has been with, it ain't really been no issue.
I tell you what happens sometimes when people will hit me doing the tapes, and I know you mean well by it ain't your fault. When two rappers get the same beat.
Same beat? Oh, yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah, boy.
I do that all the time. I'm going to tell you why, though. I'm going to tell you why, Scream. I do that. It's because I rock with everybody. So if I give Jug Man some beats, I don't know which beats he used, and he just going to put them on his tape. But I didn't give these beats to 5 other people. Like, I ain't charging for these beats. I'm just giving y'all the beat to see which one you like. You know, when a nigga like a beat, he gonna use it and put it out. I don't know the nigga putting that same beat out as somebody else. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? You gotta live with it. And a lot of times, if it ain't a hit, if either one of them ain't made no hit, it don't even matter anyway. Best. Like, I take for instance, like Papers. Usher Papers was a number one song, but Gorilla Zoe used it first.
And shit, I had that same beat too.
And he had the same beat.
I had that same beat for 8 years. I don't freestyle over that motherfucker so many times.
But you know what? Don't listen, Scream. You know what? And this is the realest it can get. This is the realest it can get is because I have a relationship with these people. So the people that I got a relationship with, you know what Gorilla Zone them said and Big Block said, even though that song, that same beat was on their album, man, if you don't get that beat to Usher, let him do whatever he need to do. Yeah, he real. Did all we can do with it. You know what I mean? We ain't make no hit to it. So, man, get that nigga the beat. That happened with Versace. The same thing. Plies had the beat. Who else? Soulja Boy did Oh My God Part 2. He had it on the top box of World Star and everything. That don't mean Migos can't come out and make a hit with Draco.
Yeah.
So whoever come up with a hit, that's who beat it. Unless you done came and paid for the beat. That's different.
So, now you cook the motherfuckers up in less than 3 minutes.
I know, but you know how it is. I'm cooking them all day long. But you know how it is. Certain beats, everybody want that one beat. Everybody want that beat. That will make a hit then.
How fast you think you can make a beat?
Man, I timed myself. I did it in 4 minutes. I had to do a challenge. It was 4 minutes complete, top to bottom.
Damn. That's hard.
That's hard.
And I learned it from the rappers. Like, rappers are impatient. Like, if I got L.A. in the studio, if I got Gucci in the studio, they don't want to sit there and wait for me to make no beat for no 30 minutes. They like, hurry up, bro. I got an idea already.
Put that once you hit a drum pattern, it's up. Let's go.
And then just fast as your ass be going, then he go up, be going. And he gonna got there. And then I seen that nigga go up. I was mad hell at that nigga one day, but that nigga got there. You gonna miss every song.
Every song. You gonna miss the song.
I got there. I'm writing my verse and everything on that go up.
Nah, it's always.
I'm writing my verse. He finna his shit. He going out. You almost done. Like, I'm almost finished. Man, shit. That nigga went out rap that shit itself. Man, shit. Wow, like, God damn, man. I'm almost
good.
I got two more balls.
Pull another beat up.
That boy got damn knocked. That nigga be fast as hell, bro. And I learned how to, that's why I had to catch up. That's what I was saying. Shit, niggas ain't wasting no time. Slime them same way. Them niggas get in that motherfucker, man. Them young niggas don't got creative, bro. They change the whole game for real, bro.
They ain't going in the booth no more.
No booth.
They ain't been going in the booth no more. It's right there. They putting it right there. Going.
Hey, man, I watched Future do that scream. I watched Future do when we was doing Beast Mode 2. I said, cause this man got to be the coldest person I ever seen in my life. That man sitting right at the board with the mic. And it can be 100 people in the room. And you don't hear, you just hear him. You just watching him do it. Man, when you come back and hear that song, you like, bro, this nigga the greatest. This nigga like Michael Jackson, man.
Yeah, boy.
Sitting there, that was right after that monster.
Man, listen.
You gotta get Zay down here and do that beast mode. Zay pulled right
that's
up.
That's on you. See, that's Big Bang Black. That's why Bang, you like my brother for life, bro, because you always felt like, you always promote me. You always put me like, oh, you need to rap with Zay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And people take your word, and people respect your word, so, you know what I mean? So I ain't got nothing but the utmost respect. It's like, you be making a lot of those calls.
Nah, for sure. You know what I mean? That's still one of my favorite Future albums. Yeah, that shit. Now that Beast Mode 2.
That's my favorite.
That Red Light.
That's my favorite album, period.
Yep. Y'all went crazy on that. Y'all was in y'all bag.
To my Red Light. That's your song in the bank.
Red Light. Well, I wish that shit was me.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Hello. I ain't gonna lie though. That boy Bank do bank.
Bank the realest, bro. He the realest.
Bank real give you some motivation. Man, he gonna give you some motivation. You know me. I fuck with everybody. I'm talking about. I keep it 100. Everybody. I don't got no beef with nobody. I fuck with everybody. But I only talk to a few niggas about my business. You know, a lot of niggas just assume. But I don't want to this nigga hear though. Bank though. Back then, have some talks about. I just about to give up in this shit. Bro gonna tell you straight up. If you some bullshit, he gonna tell you nothing. You some bullshit. Well, he's too hard, Joe. You too hard.
Really,
just do this. Like, even when I was like, man, this shit ain't nigga gotta do this. Y'all were like, nah, you just gotta go hard, nigga, do you. That's why I say everybody for every little thing they ever did for me, even if it's a motivation.
Let's talk. Leland, what's next for you, Leland?
Hey, man, consistent, bro. Like, man, just staying working. I feel like the talent, as long as the focus there is up, man. Like, I just put out, I told you, linking back up with Zay, being on this project was good. And Ralph and bro, like, I ain't going to lie, man. You know, bro, I ain't never been locked in like this. I'm going too crazy right now. Crazy, bro. So I'm just trying to stay in the good spot. You feel what I'm saying? Stay focused, bro. Stay driving, bank right now. I got to get it there one more. Yeah, I got to get it there one more time, bank. I got to.
Get it there. Get it there to goddamn. You done got it there. That's what you got to do.
Yeah,
man.
Stay so hard. You tell who got their own little south too, bro, who just be going crazy too. That nigga Jew.
Oh, Juice the hardest.
Juice has some hard ass shit to say, boy.
Juice is the hardest, bro.
Yeah, I fuck with Juice.
Yeah, Juice be talking, his trap talk for real. Juice be talking that shit.
I wouldn't be who I am if I went for Juice. Like, Juice helped, you know what I mean? Juice helped make Zaytoven who he is, so. You know what I mean?
Hey,
Screen, you know, we go back to Screen. Screen, we go back all the way back, you know, with that DVD now.
I came over to Cleveland fucking with you and Kente, me and Rip, man.
Yeah, you talking about we kicked the shit that day.
Yep, I've been a fan of that since, real shit. Hey, Zay, last question, bro. What's up, man? Tell us the truth, too, man. What's up with the next movie, man? I need
the
a
movie.
Bank need a role. Everybody, we need. Come on, man. The streets need. You supposed to do one a year, bro.
Man, listen, bro. You know what? T tell Al Nuke I'm on Al Nuke head.
Al Nuke ain't gonna pick up the beat, man. I want to hear it from you.
Hey, man, I'm ready to shoot. Listen, I start shooting today, nigga. I pull up on you and start shooting today, for real, if you're up to me. For real. You know how I am, bang. Hey, man, we shoot.
Yeah, with masks on.
What is it? Huh? I don't need to. Oh, yeah. We got to shoot a scary movie then.
Yeah.
They got to shoot a scary movie then with the masks on.
Yeah.
Now, it's coming, though. The movie's coming, bro. That's the one thing I ain't going to never stop doing. You know, I actually can't wait to start shooting again.
I mean, you did three, right?
Yeah, we did three. Yep. Yeah. So, if it was up to me, though, it'd been by 10.
Mm. What's the hardest part of that? Getting everybody together?
Man, it's getting the production team together, really. Because, you know, they got to set up all the shots and scout out all the places and all that. You know, I'm one of them guys that I'm not a perfectionist. So, I'd be treating it just like like how I do music. But somebody like Al Nuke, that's what he really do. He going to take his time and make sure it's perfected and make sure it's right. So, that's what, you know, that's the time-consuming part. That's the hardest part. Other than that, when we just on set laughing the whole time, me and Bank laugh, we couldn't even get through a scene because we laughing too much. I'm talking about on the serious. Trying to be serious, we laughing too much. So
too much. You can come up in the movement at the end, you talking about, you said my name at the end, but my real name, Bank.
Yeah.
We just left it in there, fuck it. So we tried that take like 7 times.
Nah, we couldn't, yeah, that's it. We got to leave it.
He didn't say dog. He said black.
Nigga said
but
black.
Damn, black. And let me love for y'all, man. We appreciate y'all coming on Big Facts, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate y'all, man. You dig? Till next time.
All right, y'all be safe. Salute.
It's Sersky.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.